beginning connecting with the sense of the body grounded in your seat. We set up the seat to be as comfortable as possible so that we can let go into it. So that the posture can rest in any shape, really, where the spine is long. And relaxed. So if you're sitting cross-legged or kneeling, softening the belly. Allowing the breath to move naturally through the torso. And feeling for the sense of ease in the upper body. We can use the metaphor of the central column of the body as being like a plumb line. Dropping from the center of the dome of the sky, to use an ancient metaphor, down through the crown point at the top of the head and passing through the centers of the head and throat, heart and belly, pelvis, and exiting the body between the sit bones, what we call the root, and dropping straight down to the center of the earth, as if the earth itself is a giant bead on the end of a string, and our body is a tiny bead resting on that great bead, both strung on an infinitely long channel. And as we have a sense of the length of the spine, and the sense that the earth and the structure of our spine will hold us up, will hold the spine upright, then again, relaxing around that central column, softening the ribs and shoulders, belly and low back, neck and head, face and jaw. And then as we arrive, settling into our seat, connecting in this way with earth and the clarity of the tall spine. We can drop in a layer and begin to feel the movement of breath. What's called in the traditions the winds moving through the body. Staying with this sense of the whole body in the sitting posture, and the body as orienting around this central thread or column. Inviting the breath to deepen just a little, and exploring how the breath feels like it moves in the body. Does the in-breath rise and the out-breath fall? Does the in-breath come down into the body and the out-breath up and out? How does the breath move side to side or front to back in the body? How does the whole body, really the body of sensation, the body of presence, receive and move with the breath? if the mind is very busy and it's hard to connect with the natural breath, you might lengthen or deepen the breath just a little, breathing in a slow and steady way. Or open the eyes, staying present in the body and the room as we connect with breath. We can track the rising and falling breath in many ways in the body. Some folks like to feel the breath opening and closing the ribs around the heart center. Others to feel the downward press of the diaphragm and the springing back up. Others the rise and fall of the belly. Others the channel of soft breeze in the nose and down the throat. All of these are great ways. Connect with some way you can feel the breath in the body and lean into that feeling. Can be a little subtler, but very sweet. Instead of attending to the breath in one of these specific places, to gently hold the sense of the whole body. So the sense of the breath moving in the arms and legs, through the whole torso, root to throat, gently through the field of the head, even through the field of sensation we can sense outside our body. So if this is delicious so far, staying with this, you can always go back to the simplest breath practice of with a completely natural breath, just riding the rise and fall of the breath, staying close with your attention, and bringing the mind back when it wanders. And I'll offer one more step as a gentle opening toward beginning to cultivate energy in the body. And so if this feels good to do, then doing it. If it doesn't feel good, letting it go. We can explore a practice called Shakti Chalana, the churning of life force. And for this, we'll just breathe a little deeper than usual, but not a forceful breath, just a full in-breath and a full out-breath. And begin very gently, maybe almost invisibly, to let the spine respond to the breath. So that on the in-breath, the heart lifts a little, and the spine comes into a little arch. And on the out-breath, the tailbone drops, and the chin drops, and the heart folds in to a little curl. This isn't a big stretch. You can move through about 30% of your range of motion. It's a small physical movement, but it's opening into the subtle oscillation of the central column with the breath. Inhaling to lift the heart and arch a little bit, and exhaling to drop the tailbone and sacrum and curl a little bit. you're exploring this, find a range of movement that feels comfortable or even more than comfortable, pleasurable or delightful. This is a practice that should feel good. And if it doesn't feel good, do less of it. Just breathing and resting. We'll add one last piece. With our attention on the in-breath, we'll track our attention down the front line of the body through the heart center and the belly, through the genitals to the root of the body, and exhaling, dropping the tailbone, drawing our attention up the back line of the body through the sacrum and the spine to the back of the throat. So we inhale down the front with a little arch and exhale up the back with a little curl. You can play with this breath as an invitation to brighten the movement of aliveness in the body, movement of breath in the body. And you can always let it go and just come back to resting with the natural simple breath. I'm not trying to make anything happen. But we're loosening some of the hinges so that breath and aliveness can move more fully through the center of the body. You can continue to practice in this way for the rest of the meditation. And whenever you choose, go back to simple breath practice or any meditation that you cultivate.